the makers of Happy Gum, the all-purpose chewing gum, present Gun Butt.
Jeff, will you turn that down? Oh, you turn yours down. I can't hear.
The story tells the love of a man for his
horse. Jeff!
And a cowboy who kept a 15-year-old farm.
Come on, will you?
Apache Chief. Here's the wagon train. Unsuspecting, it pursues its peaceful way along the Chisholm Trail. Gun Butt.
Matt, look. What do you make it to be?
Why didn't you answer the telephone?
We've been tricked. Swing the wagons around.
Hello? Who? Sylvia? Oh. I'm sorry, Sylvia, but there's so much racket going on here. What? Tonight? Oh. Sylvia, baby, can we make it tonight?
Sure, sure. I always have a good time with Fred.
Mary, Jeff, turn those darn things off.
Yes, Sylvia. Yes, Sylvia, tonight you'll be just fine. What? Lydia? I'm sorry, I thought I was talking to somebody else. Lydia Langley. 8 o'clock. Yes, yes, it'll be just fine. We'll look forward to seeing you. Goodbye, Lydia.
Oh.
Honey, I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. She wants us to come by after dinner to meet a doctor, somebody or other.
Oh, so the culture vultures hooked another celebrity, huh? Why do people always think that doctors want to meet other doctors?
I'm sorry, honey. I don't want to go any more than you do.
Right, well, can't you call her back? Just tell her anything. Just tell her that... No, let's go!
You know, Professor, I was just saying to Mrs. Stone that I have a feeling that television is destroying our culture. Don't you agree?
Destroying our culture? Oh, yes, indeed.
Well, I don't know that I'd say that. It's influencing our culture, certainly.
Oh, no doubt about that.
Changing it or accelerating the change, perhaps?
My feeling exactly.
Actually, attacking television is like attacking Gutenberg. You can't hold Gutenberg responsible for everything that appears in print.
I feel Professor Peabody's right. After all, there are good books and bad.
Yes, but at least they're books. Oh, Christopher, dear. This is our son, Christopher.
Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Chris. You may read for half an hour, dear, then turn out your light.
Thank you, Mother.
Christopher's reading David Copperfield. It's by Charles Dickens, you know.
Yes, I know.
I'm on page 103.
Well, bully for you.
Oh, he's so excited, he just can't wait to see what comes next.
104.
Run along now, dear.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Chris.
Good night, Christopher.
Oh, he'd read all night if we'd let him. Spends half his afternoons in the library, doesn't he, Miss Pennington?
He does?
Tell us, Professor, did you see any new plays while you were in New York?
Several. We,
Look, Homeward Angel. You saw that, I hope.
No, I believe it had closed.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I was just going to offer the boys a cigar.
No, thank you.
Professor?
Thank you.
Mm. Excuse me. Georgie? Huh? Cigar?
No, thanks.
Cigar, dear?
Just a joke.
Excuse me.
Lately, I've been rereading The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, that is. Have you reread it recently, Professor?
Oh, I haven't read it in 20 years, I'm afraid. As I recall, once was enough.
Oh, but it holds up even today. To me, Gibbon just about sums up everything.
That is so true. Don't you think so, Donna?
I'm afraid I haven't read it. Well, speaking of monumental works, Tolstoy, War and Peace, now there's a book.
Oh, it is indeed.
Have you reread it recently? In the past few years? No, I'm afraid not. I have a feeling Tolstoy's coming back, don't you, Professor?
Well, frankly, I didn't know he'd been away. In fact, I understand they recently made a movie of it.
Oh, movies.
You might be interested to know that we've started a discussion group here in town. Miss Pennington here is our moderator.
Oh, well, the moderator just sits, you know, and lets everybody else do the talking.
I think it would be a very good idea for you and Dr. Stone to join our group.
Oh, well, I think it would be a good...
Well, we don't have much time, actually.
Well, one has to make time. After all, people find time for television and movies.
Hey, speaking of television... Oh, you don't have one.
Moran won by a knockout. We heard it in the car coming over.
What round?
Fourth.
Now, getting back to Tolstoy, Professor.
Mom, where have you been? I'm sorry. Hey, what have you got?
Presents.
Well, let me see.
Presents.
Let me see. Come on, let me see. I want to know where they are.
You'll see. Mary, turn off the phonograph. Now, this one, this is for Jeff.
Gee, this is great. It's not even my birthday, and it's not Christmas. I'll bet it's a book.
Oh, will you see?
David Copperfield.
Why?
Why not?
I mean, this is a wonderful book. I just loved it when I was a child.
It's long, isn't it?
Well, it's about this little boy, David Copperfield. He lived with these people, and well, it's a fascinating book.
Thanks, Mom.
Aren't you going to read it?
Well, yeah, but now I'm going to watch television.
You missed the point. This is to read instead of watching television.
Oh, but, Mom, the show just...
No, please give it a try. Look, I have an idea. Why don't you go upstairs and close your door so you can concentrate? I just adored this book when I was your age.
Yeah, but you didn't have any TV.
They just invented the printing press at that time.
Okay, Mom, I'll read it.
All right, dear. Now, Mary, this is for you. You're going to adore this record. But I want to explain something first. You're going to find it a lot different from rock and roll.
What is it, Mama?
Honey, if you just listen to it once...
Tchaikovsky?
You've heard of Tchaikovsky?
Oh, well, sure, Mama.
Honey, play it. Play it. You're going to like it a lot.
Right now?
Why not?
Okay.
Isn't it lovely?
Oh, it's all right.
Oh, honey, I knew you'd love this record. You know, it might interest you to know that besides being an outstanding composer, Tchaikovsky led a most interesting life.
Darling, why don't you just let her listen?
Oh, for cat's sake. Peggotty.
I'm beginning to feel like we've accomplished something.
No.
Now, this is for you.
For me?
Well, for both of us. Mary, turn that off. If you're going to play that thing, take it upstairs so your father and I don't have to listen to it.
But, Mommy, I already played your record.
Jeff, where are you going?
Mom, I tried to read the book, but honestly,
you haven't tried. You haven't been up there 5 minutes. You haven't even read the first chapter.
Well, maybe the trouble is I'm just a dumb kid.
You're not so dumb. You're just lazy. Now, you get back upstairs and read that book.
But, Mom, the show's half over.
You are not going to watch television.
Why not?
Because your father and I want to read, and we can't do it with all this racket going on. Fortunately, there are some people around here who still like to read.
Come on, Jeff. Honestly, I don't know what's the matter with everybody around here. They buy you a present and then they hit you on the head with it.
Alex, I try.
Darling, maybe you're trying too hard.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't think you can cram culture down their throats. Kids learn only what they want to learn. The best way to teach them is by example.
Well, honey, that's exactly what I had in mind. Oh, open your present. Quick, open it.
War and peace.
We can just bow to each other, and when they see how interested we are...
Act is done.
Well, Charlie, where have you been? Yeah, you're right. It's about time we got together. Well, I haven't been bowling in months. Tonight? Well, I'll tell you, Charlie, I don't think I better make it tonight. I've got homework.
You comfortable, dear?
All set. Let's have war and peace.
All right. Here we are. Oh, no, this is the forward.
Oh.
Oh, there we go. No, this is the preface.
What are you skipping now?
It's still the preface. Oh, yes, here we are. Book one.
Book one? How many books are there?
Fifteen books. And that's not all. There's an epilogue. And there's a second epilogue.
We'd better get started.
All right. Book one. Anna shares soiree.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, Mommy. We're all through.
The dishes are done and I didn't break a single one.
Well, it was very nice of you to offer. Thank you very much.
Jeff, move.
Come on, stop it.
What are you doing?
We're reading this fascinating book.
What's it about?
Oh, battles and all sorts of things.
What's it called?
War and Peace.
Hey, that was a movie. Did they make a book out of it?
I think the book came first.
What movie?
War and Peace. It had Audrey Hepburn and Mel Ferrera. I was dying to see it, but I missed it.
Well, here's your chance. Stick around.
Yes, wait and listen if you'd like. Actually, you haven't missed a thing. We've just started. Book one. Anna shares soiree.
What's that?
Soiree? Oh, that's a party.
Oh, okay, shoot.
Anna shares soiree. Well, Prince, so Genoa and Luca are now just family estates of the Bonapartes. But have a care. Jeff, where are you going?
Oh, to get an apple. I always listen better with an apple.
Oh, get me one while you're at it.
Wait. I'll get them.
Oh, Mom, you don't have to.
No, I'll get them. When you go to the refrigerator, you make a treasure hunt out of it.
Look, kids, your mother's gone to a lot of trouble for this. She thinks it's important, and I agree with her that you'll get some good out of it. So let's be polite and listen, shall we? It won't hurt you.
Okay, Dad. I'll listen.
Good.
Now, if there are no further interruptions...
There you go, Jeff. Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry.
But have a care. If you withhold from me that this might lead to war, if you still attempt to defend the monstrosities which have been concealed under a cloak of evil, then you and I are no longer friends. Not even my devoted slave, as you term yourself. But I alarm you. Sit down and tell me the news. Honey, it gets more interesting later on. It really does. Now, with these words, she greeted Prince... I'm not quite sure how you pronounce this. Prince Vasily Kurigin, a man of high rank and importance, who was the first to arrive at her reception. Anna Pavlo... Jeff, where are you going?
Well, I better get to bed on account of... we're having an exam tomorrow, and I got to be on the ball. I just remembered I have homework.
I thought I told you to... Never mind.
What? Every book can't begin with shooting, you know. I'm sure this gets more interesting later on.
Oh, I'm interested. It's just that... Well, let me know how it comes out.
Good night, Mary.
Good night, Mary.
Good night, Dad.
Good night. Well, I guess that's that. Unless you still want to...
Don't you want to?
Oh, sure, if you do.
Well, I don't want to force you.
No, no, I'm enjoying it.
Are you sure?
Honestly. Go ahead.
Anna Pavlovna had had a cough for some days. She was, as she said, suffering from la grippe. Grippe then being a new word only used by the elite. Anna looked at him and said... Georgie Porgy, Puddin' and Pie, kissed the girls and made them cry.
Huh? What?
You weren't listening to what I said.
Yes, I was.
No, what did I say?
Well, darling, you were reading.
Alex, how can I influence the children if you have no interest in culture?
Oh, now, wait a minute. Now, how did this all start? We went over to Lydia Langley's house, and ever since
then...
Honey,
you can make fun of Lydia Langley all you want, but...
Oh, the next thing you know, you'll be going to her little discussion group.
That's a very good idea.
Now, honey...
Somebody in this family's got to keep us all from becoming barbarians. Yes, Lydia? Oh, I'd love to join your group. On Friday? Oh, that's wonderful.
I'm delighted you're joining us. Now, what book are you reading?
Well... the other evening you mentioned War and Peace.
Good. I'll put you down for a report on War and Peace.
No, wait a minute. I didn't know I was going to have to make a report on it.
Just a brief report. After all, you've read the book before. It'll be interesting to get your reaction on reading it again.
Yes, of course.
Well, you'll have to forgive me now. I really must run. I'm taking little Christopher to the library. We'll expect you Friday.
All right, on Friday. Goodbye, Lydia.
This is Wednesday.
Well, I'm aware of that.
A lot of pages here, dear.
Oh, I'll read it and enjoy every minute of it.
By Friday?
Oh, there's plenty of time. Thank you, dear.
Feeling all right?
I feel like I used to before exams.
I know, Mom. Butterflies in the tum-tum.
Look, I'm not even halfway through this book. I can't go tonight.
Well, it's not a matter of life or death.
Mom, I know just how you feel.
You do?
Well, sure. Like last month when we were having our history exam and I hadn't studied. Don't you remember? I asked you to call in and say I was sick.
Yes, I made you go. What happened to the exam?
Nothing. I just told Miss Billings I wasn't prepared and I flunked. This month I studied and I got a B.
Thank you, Jeff.
Now listen, darling.
I can't do less than I would expect of Jeff.
But it's not the same thing.
Yes, it is. It's exactly the same thing. I'll go tonight. I sure hate to get up in front of all those people and expose my ignorance.
Sweetheart. I know I haven't been too helpful. I've been critical. Well, how would you like me to go with you tonight?
Oh, honey, would you?
Sure. Then you can have a companion in ignorance.
As I remarked at our last meeting, I regret to see the way that our attendance has been falling off. However, those of us who are left will carry on with our backs to the wall. I'm pleased to welcome to our midst this evening two new members, Dr. and Mrs. Stone.
Oh, I'm just a spectator myself. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, not at all. We're pleased to have another chair filled. I'm sure the doctor will have much to contribute. Well, I'll now turn the meeting over to our moderator, Miss Pennington.
Yes. Well, shall we start with our new members? They seem to be about the only ones who... Oh, yes, Mrs. Stone was going to report on War and Peace. Mrs. Stone.
Oh, yes.
I have an apology to make because I can't give you a report on War and Peace because I haven't read it. Well, I tried, but this is as far as I got. And, well, I don't think I could tell you anything about what I have read. I may have led you to believe that I'd read it before, but I haven't. And, well, frankly, it'll be a long time before I'll be able to give you a report on War and Peace. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't think that should prevent us from hearing something about it now. Mrs. Langley, since War and Peace is one of your favorites, I'm sure there are some illuminating comments you could make.
Lydia!
Well, I think she'd be glad to. Mrs. Langley, tell us, what do you feel is the central theme or message of War and Peace?
Well, it's very difficult to put into one sentence or...
We realize that.
Or two or even three.
Yes.
But to me, the most dramatic scene of the book... And the one which perhaps best embodies its message is the scene in which Audrey Hepburn and Mel Ferrer are seated together. I meant to say,
the scene that I liked best in the picture was when Audrey Hepburn got married to that darling
man.
Mel Ferrer was just perfect as a prince.
Oh, I thought Henry thought it was marvelous.
My God,
I saw and how about that
lady? Barbara Stanwyck, I thought
Is there anything anyone else would like to say about War and Peace?
How many here play bridge? Well, it's just enough for two tables. George, just step on the table. Let's get up.
Mom, you and Dad reading or anything?
Oh, yes, we're taking the day off.
Then is it all right if I watch You Know What?
Do you think we should?
Why not?
But after the point we made...
What point were we making? Tell me, why does Jeff watch Gunbutt?
Because it's great.
And why does Mary listen to rock and roll?
Because she's wacky.
Because the other kids do. Show she belongs. Well, darling, why do we suddenly go all out for culture?
I have a feeling you're going to tell me.
Because the other kids do. Now, think of yourself as Mary's age.
Honey, you're right. I just remembered myself listening to Wayne King records.
So is it all right if I watch Gunbutt?
Yeah, it's all right.
Well, can Eddie come too?
Sure, Eddie too.
Can Eddie bring a friend?
Well, now, wait a minute. How many are there going to be?
Well, just this one. You see, he usually watches the show over at Eddie's house, but Eddie said it's on the blink, so is it all right if...
It's all right.
He's kind of a kooky little guy, but I feel sorry for him. Okay, you guys, come on. It's all right.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi.
David Copperfield.
But, Mr. Crewe, does your mother know
you? Does your mother know you're not at the library?
Oh, never mind. He won't say anything.
Yeah, come on, Chris. Join the gang.
Have fun.
The makers of Happy Gum present Gunbutt.
Sweetheart.
Stirring tales of the West.
Have you ever watched this thing? Men
of
the West.
Of course not. Story
is about how do we know what we're knocking? Or between the honest. I say if you can't lick them, join them.
Hey, Grace, you guys, shove over.